With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kayla DeRoche. 3 of 5 seats are up for grabs on the body that regulates electric utilities in Montana. Open races will take place for seats representing the western and southwestern regions, while an incumbent is running for the southeast Montana seat. Yellowstone Public Radio News spoke with politics and agriculture reporter Tom Ludi from the Billings Gazette about what the outcome of the November election could mean for the Public Service Commission and the state's energy portfolio. Hey, Tom, thanks for joining us.
Oh, glad to be here.
Right now, all of the commissioners are Republican, and the last time a Democrat served as commissioner was 2012. How have the political leanings of commissioners affected utilities and energy policy in the state?
What we've heard from consumers who have packed listening sessions to address commissioners is that they don't think that they're being paid the same deference as utilities. And, you know, they want to be taken seriously. And that's not a partisan issue. The only incumbent commissioner on the ballot this year is Tony O'Donnell, who just captured 36% of the vote in a 3-way primary. But 64% of the Republican voters chose someone else.
Democrat Monica Tranell is running for the District 4 seat in western Montana against Republican Jennifer Fielder. Tranell says she wants to facilitate Montana's transition to renewable energy.
We have been using renewable energy for over 100 years in Montana. We understand how this works. We know how to do it. So it's bringing really good people together to get the job done.
What would it mean for the PSC to have one or more Democrats elected?
Based on what those Democratic candidates are saying, you assume they'd be giving better consideration to renewables and also be less comfortable assigning a high level of risk and debt to consumers, no matter what the power source is.
The Montana Supreme Court this year ruled in 2 cases that the PSC did not follow state and federal law in setting rates that harmed solar projects. What do candidates say about solar generation and other forms of renewable energy?
It's about following the law. And knowing the law would be a plus for any candidate. There isn't that legal experience on the commission now. 3 of these candidates have experience with energy policy in Montana. Woods is a legislator. Jim Brown has some experience with cases before the Public Service Commission. And Tranell touches all the bases. She's worked for the commission. She's worked for the Consumer Council. She's worked for renewable developers representing them before the PSC. And she's done some work for Northwestern.
The PSC has been in the news this year for conflict between commissioners. Someone with access to a commissioner's emails leaked those emails, and a commissioner made allegations about one of his colleagues on a political podcast. Lawyer James Brown, a Republican candidate running against Democrat Tom Woods in Southwest Montana's District 3, says infighting is a poor use of commissioner time.
That means that those efforts are taking away from the work that these commissioners should be doing.
Do you expect the workplace dynamic to continue in the coming years with the next round of commissioners?
That really depends on the makeup of the commission. Brad Johnson and Randy Pinocchi will remain on the commission through 2022. Tony O'Donnell's on the ballot now. All 3 of those commissioners have had a hand in the dysfunction of the office. Roger Koopman and Bob Laker term limited out. Adding 2 commissioners to that mix, might not change much. Adding 3 would be significant, but it would also be unexpected.
Is there anything we didn't talk about that is important for listeners to know?
I think what people need to understand is that, you know, this race, which is pretty far down ballot, probably matters to people more than they realize on the consumer level, given the long-lasting impact of the decisions that the Public Service Commission made. You know, the way that debt is assigned to customers, long-term, can affect people for 30, 40 years.
Thanks for joining us, Tom.
Well, thank you.
That was YPR News talking with Tom Ludi from the Billings Gazette about the upcoming election for seats on the Public Service Commission.